We continue today's Good People, Good Works featuring Karen Leonard and the LifeStart Foundation. Leonard founded the non-profit organisation to provide opportunity and independence for those less fortunate in Ao Lạc or Vietnam.
Also, you've been gathering sponsors for your projects. How's that going?
It's great. It's growing at a very comfortable rate, I suppose, at the moment, and it almost has a life of its own, and I feel like in some respects I'm on for the ride and just chartering the direction that LifeStart is going in. But I think, of course, thanks to the internet and being able to sort of put our work on the internet and let people know, you know, those that we're helping and how we're doing it gives people a real connection, and also by, you know, just being able to put photographs of what makes it very real and human for people.
Karen, could you tell us about any of your latest projects that you have going?
Yes, one project that I'm really excited about and excited to be involved with is with a group of 65 people with disabilities. They just had got together as a friendship group to support each other. The disabled people generally don't get any pensions or that sort of thing, so difficult for them to get employment, so it's very, life is generally very hard for them and they feel very much a burden on their families. So the more we got talking, I said to them, how could LifeStart help the members in this group? And the answer from nearly everybody, without exception, was that we'd just like to be independent. For them it simply meant to be able to buy 3 bowls of food a day themselves, to choose their food and not to have someone put a bowl of food in front of them. So we talked then about how much money that would cost to buy their 3 bowls of food a day, which came to around about $1 per day. So where we're at with this group now is looking at how we can get these people into training to enable them to become self-sufficient, to be able to earn that dollar a day, to be able to feed themselves and not feel a burden on their families. We've got a few other initiatives with the group as well. A lot of them have been in very antiquated, rickety old wheelchairs, so then they haven't even been able to get out. They've been really stuck and housebound. So we're starting on the group, working on a needs basis first in getting them all into motorised transport. So we've been buying brand new motorbikes for them and then getting them modified into 3-wheel bikes and then doing the necessary modifications for their disability. So the hope is that ultimately we get them all mobilised in a, you know, probably a 12 to 18 month period. And we also give them all secondhand mobile phones. I collect phones, and I think we all know how important, you know, mobile communication is these days, but more so when you're disabled. We'd like to have a full medical assessment done on all of them. And also, in the future, look at their accommodation. A lot of them are living in terrible, terrible accommodation, so it'd be nice to start relocating them into something that's certainly not flash, but just what we would call adequate, you know, and safe.
Well, that sounds fantastic, yeah, for the disabled people. Mm. The other things that you're actually assisting with, Karen, obviously there's education scholarships for children.
Mm-hmm. I've got 2 boys that we have been supporting for about the last 3.5 to 4 years, and they're in high school. One of their teachers approached me and said, is there any way that you can help these boys with their education? Because if you can't help pay their school fees, they'll end up dropping out, and they're very fine minds. So we got involved with these 2 boys, paid for all of their educational costs to get them through to the end of year 12. And consistently the 2 boys have been the number 1 and 2 students in the entire province, which is out of thousands. And they've just finished year 12, and I sent them off to Hue City to be tutored by a friend of mine in Hue and for their university entrance exams. And one of the boys, R, has just received the top marks out of 4,000 students and is our first kid going into med school. So he's a really community-minded young man, and I know that in 6 years, when he's finished his training, he will come back and work in the community with us. But these two boys came from the poorest of poor backgrounds. They studied by candlelight. They went without food in order to buy books to study from. And, yeah, so they're quite inspirational.
So you're actually, what you're doing is actually working towards providing self-sufficiency for everybody.
Self-sufficiency is the end goal. As I said, the disabled group are my gurus. I look at them and think, well, you know, you're getting on about your day with a big smile on your face. And if my biggest problem is that I'm tired, then that doesn't even sort of factor on the Richter scale, does it? So.
We commend and thank you, Ms. Karen Leonard, for your beautiful heart and the noble works you do through the LifeStart Foundation. May God bless you and all the lives you touch with ever more happiness, prosperity and peace. Gracious viewers, thank you for your company for today's Good People, Good Works. Our show airs every Sunday on Supreme Master Television. Please stay tuned for the world around us. Up next, after Noteworthy News. May your days be blessed with kindness, love, and joy.
Diverse flora and fauna, magnificent natural landscapes, and an ecological biosphere that supports life. This wondrous planet is our earthly home. From our animal co-inhabitants to the lush rainforests and life-giving soil, we cherish all these as gifts from the Creator. It is a common theme in the world's major faiths that during our temporary stay here, we should be good stewards of Mother Earth. Throughout the years, Supreme Master Ching Hai has shared the message of leading a balanced life while following a spiritual path. Not only must we nourish our spirits, but we share the responsibility to care for nature and our fellow beings. In light of recent scientific evidence stressing the grave state of our planet caused by climate change, Supreme Master Ching Hai affirms the important message she has noted for almost the past 2 decades. We must be vegetarian or vegan and practice sustainable living. Today we present to you a compilation of various lectures that Supreme Master Ching Hai has spoken on the topic of environmentalism and her wise advice to ensure the survival of our world.
Because of food, we started war, and then we make peace, and then we started war again. All because of food. What else do you think? And because of food, I'm here. Yeah, just to tell you not to eat too much. Yeah, try to put some more spiritual food inside your spiritual body. We start with food and we will end up with food. Don't worry, okay? In the first chapter of the Old Testament, God said, I made all the herbs in the field and all the beautiful fruit trees. These shall be your meat. Yeah? So, meat in that sense means meals, means only food. Doesn't mean meat as what we eat nowadays, like beefsteaks or pork chops and what next. Yeah. Is that not so? Yeah. And also, for example, in India, we have a kind of sweet, very sweet, small, very sweet. They call it sweet meat. And we, if we have never been in India, or if we do not care to truly understand what that means, we put it as meat. And all the master in India would eat meat by now. Sweet meat. Yeah, understand what I mean? And now if somebody is interpreted and they, wow, nonsense. How can meat be sweet? Probably the author wrote it wrong. Probably he mean lean meat. It also says in the Bible that we should eat vegetarian. God say, don't kill any more she-goats and he bullocked to make offering to me. Stop all this killing of the innocent lives. Otherwise, your hands are full of innocent blood. And when you pray, I will turn my head away. I will not hear you. Stop all this. Otherwise, I will not forgive you. Is that not so? Yeah? And elsewhere it said, meat for the belly and the belly is for the meat, and God will destroy both. Also elsewhere it said, don't mix with people who drink wines and eat meats. No? Is that not so? And elsewhere, it stated in the story that some of the people requested God give them meat to eat. And he was very angry. He made meat rain down from heaven, and after that he killed every of them who eats meat. Is that not so? Aren't you not frightened enough? When he say elsewhere, do not make your body become a graveyard. Bury dead bodies. Didn't he say so in the Bible? All this what I said, was it not true? Did you read it? Yeah, but you didn't want to hear. You didn't want to understand. You're just passing by. Yeah, pass by is pass by. And you read what the portion where the priest slain all these beasts and roasted them and smoke come up black to the heaven and make the temple become a slaughterhouse. The spiritual aspect of vegetarian diet is very clear. Non-violence. No shall not kill. Okay? When God said to us, thou shall not kill, he did not say human beings. He said all beings. Didn't he say that he made all the animals to befriend us, to be helpers to us? And didn't he put all the animals in our care? He said, take care of them, rule over them. And when you rule over your subjects, do you kill your subjects and eat them? And become the only king? No one else is there. Yeah. So now you understand. When God says that, we must do it anyhow. So now, you see, it is very clear in the Bible that we should be vegetarian. And by all scientific reason, we should be vegetarian. And by all health reason, we should be again vegetarian. And by all economical reasons, we should be vegetarian. And by all compassionate reason, we should be vegetarian. And by saving the world slogan and spirit, we should be vegetarian. It is stated in some research that if the people in West would eat vegetarian once a week, we would save 60 million people every year. So, be a hero. Be vegetarian. By all reasons. But why vegetarian? You would ask me. Yeah, I know. Vegetarian is just because the God inside us wants it. You understand? It against our principle of not wanting to be killed. We ourselves doesn't want to be killed. Or we ourselves doesn't want to be stolen things. For example. Now if we do that to other person, we means we against ourselves. And that makes us suffer. When everything you do against yourself make you suffer. Now you cannot beat yourself and you shouldn't starve yourself. For example. Same thing. we should not kill. Understand? Because that again is the principle of life that makes us suffer. So we don't do it. It doesn't mean we limit ourselves in that way. You understand? That means we expand our lives to all kind of lives. Our lives will be not limited in this body, but extended to the life of the animals and all kind of beings. And that makes us grander, greater, happier, and limitless. Okay? You see, most of the war which happen in this world due to economical reason. Let's face it. An economical reason came more urgently through hunger and through lack of food in different countries, through lack of equal distribution of food. Now, if you care to read magazines and research about vegetarian diet, you would know very well to raise cattle and animals for meat cost our economical bankruptcy in all aspects, cause hunger of the world, at least of the third world. And it's not me who say this, it's you, the American citizens, who made this kind of research and wrote these books. You can go in any bookshops, read vegetarian research, food process research. You can read like Diet for New America from John Robbins. Yeah, he's very famous. Ice cream hero. Ice cream, millionaires. Yeah. And he gave it all up in order to be a vegetarian and write a vegetarian book against his family's tradition and business. Could mean loss of money, prestige, and business to him. But he did it for the sake of truth, yeah? That book is very good. But there are many other books and magazines which give you a lot of information and facts about vegetarian diet that could contribute to world peace. You see, we bankrupt our earth materials for food by feeding cattle. You know how much protein, medicine, water supplies, manpower, cars, trucks, road made, and how many hundreds thousand of acres of land has been wasted before a cattle is good enough for one meal. Understand? And all these things could be distributed equally to all kind of underdeveloped countries. Then we save the hunger problem. And once, if a country is in need of food, he probably will invade another country just to save his own people. But in the long run, it created a bad course and retribution. In the sense, as you sow, so shall you reap. If we kill someone for food, we get killed for food later in some other form, in the next time, next generation. It's a pity that we are so intelligent, so civilized, and yet most of us do not know the cause of our neighboring country's suffering. That is through our palate, through our taste, through our stomach. In order to fit and nourish just one body, we kill so many beings and we starve so many fellow beings, fellow human beings. Don't talk about animals yet. Understand? And this guilt, consciously or unconsciously, will weigh down in our conscience. It makes us suffer cancers, tuberculosis, other kind of incurable disease, including AIDS. You can compare India with other countries who eat more meat. And you know, okay? Compare the the aggressive of those religious sects who eat more meat than others. Yeah? Then you see the difference. And you see the animals who eat meat are more aggressive even than the animals who eat vegetable, no? Even in animals' kingdom, there are differences.
Humans, they have to change. They are changing. Yes, you can see the trend or not.
Yes.
More vegetarianism encouraged by government now even.
Yeah.
And I'm so glad about that. I'm so glad. I'm so thankful. I'm so happy. Because otherwise, sometimes I have to shut my mind off. Otherwise, I would be screaming all day, stop it, stop all this cruelty. Please stop this. It's not bearable. It's not acceptable. It's not humane at all. All this killing on the planet. You know, every day millions of animals suffer. Not every day, every minute. Just to eat, just for people to eat. And they have so many choices. Yes?
Yeah.
I mean, maybe tigers, lions, they don't have any choice, you know? But human, we have choice. Yeah, we are intelligent. We can buy anything to eat. We can cultivate. We can do agriculture. You understand me?
Yes.
Take care of the whole planet. Not just like there's nothing to do under the sun, huh? There's nothing to do under the sun, but we have to do a lot, okay?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. As much as you can to spread the good teaching, because that will prevent people from killing each other, from suffering by themselves, or even the planet from being destroyed. They're studying a lot about Mars right now, you know, right?
Yeah.
But if we are not careful, if we don't do something for this planet, it's going to be like Mars. And not very long time either. The way it is. Speeding the climate change and all that. Do you understand me?
Yes.
Mars has once been inhabited. Yeah? Just like us. Then they develop too much technology and they go too fast. Yeah?
Yeah.
Just like the way we are going right now. That's how the planet become dry up. Okay?
Yeah.
It doesn't take long. It doesn't take as long as people think.
Yeah.
Okay, so now everybody do something, okay?
Yes, Master.
Go carpool, bus pool, save any time, any little electricity you can.
Yeah.
Any megawatt you can save, okay? Any apparatus that light up when you're not using, for standby, you plug it out.
Yeah.
I told you already in Austria retreat.
Yeah.
Okay, that's important if you want to stay alive a little longer to meditate, and you have to do also your part. Eh? And whatever less harmful you do, for example, if it's better to cook with gas, then you use gas. It doesn't have to be gas. What I mean is whatever less polluting in your house, but for producing it. Do you understand me?
Yes.
For example, it takes a lot to produce electricity, yeah?
Yeah.
Thing like that. It's not as green. It depends on how they produce electricity. For example, like that. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Do whatever you can. Go green. Yeah, to a greener planet.
Yes.
Then you can stay a little longer to meditate, huh?
Yeah.
For children, at least. Yeah?
Yes.
Spread the news, spread the teaching, spread the awareness, spread goodness, spread moral standards. Anything that is good for humankind and the planet, you do what you can.
Yes, Master.
In your spare time. Yeah?
Yes.
I do my best. Even in my house, I plug out all the standby electricity apparatus, you know? Because I put them all together. Whatever that light up and on standby when I'm not using, I put it all in one extension that they have two or three plugs and light on it.
Yes.
Okay. And when you turn that button off, the light off, then everything else off together.
Yeah.
So I don't have to plug out one by one, or I don't have to turn off one by one. Yeah? Mm-hmm. Because, for example, some telephone charger have a light on it, yeah? And I just plug it off or turn it off altogether, turn off the electricity of that area. You know what I mean?
Yes.
I plug all the lights, standby lights together in one extension, so whenever I don't use it, or at night, or when I just turn it off altogether.
Yeah.
I turn off when I go out of the room, I turn back on when I come in. What's the use of living in standby in your room? It turn off your pocket money, no?
Yeah.
Pollute the planet as well, yeah?
Yes.
Okay, all right. I leave you with aspiration for local quality and human quality. Okay?
Thank you, Master.
Thanks, Master.
We enjoyed your company today for Between Master and Disciples. Stay tuned for Good People, Good Works, right after Noteworthy News, here on Supreme Master Television. May your life be graced with divine love, beauty, and virtues.